In the following two rooms, we see the Universal Museum's historical mineral collection. When the museum was founded in 1811, the collection would essentially have looked much the same as it does to us today. The mineral collection is a museum within a museum. The minerals are divided between 36 glass cabinets that have survived from the beginnings of the museum virtually in their original state. Before the Natural History Museum was redesigned, the rooms of the current permanent collection were set out and used differently. This is why, for example, cabinet number 1 is located in the following room rather than in this room. The glass cabinets here continue in a clockwise direction and end in the next room with cabinet number 36. From cabinet to cabinet and within the groups, the minerals become increasingly complex. At the time when the museum was founded, the cabinets on the back walls contained many more specimens. Cabinet 18 in this room still has its original contents from the beginning of the 19th century. In the following audio guide sections, you can hear more about the history and undertakings of the mineral collection. Further sections focus on how to read the cabinets properly and explain the difference between a beautiful crystal and an ordinary lumpy rock. The Mohs scale of mineral hardness is also a theme, along with the arrangement of the minerals in the cabinets. At the workbenches, you can immerse yourself in the basics of mineralogy and learn more about sparkling treasures, their properties, and their identification. In the next room, there is more information about the historic central cabinets and the elements.